Texas Andrew here at the Minnesota State Fair. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to recap a bit of Donald Trump and his Southwestern adventures yesterday. Went down to Mexico and is surprising a lot of people today. Not only in his discussions with the Mexican president, also the immigration speech he gave in Arizona. He was down in the polls in Arizona. I think that his time in the Southwest Arizona was in no small part due to the fact that he wanted to regain some momentum there. And so far, it's working. He's captured most of the dialogue today on the election trail. So we'll be getting back to that again in about 15 minutes from now here on Twin Cities News Talk.
Yeah, we've got plenty of audio from yesterday as well that we'll get into. But now, the Minnesota Supreme Court yesterday ruled that two proposed Minneapolis charter amendments will not be on the ballot this fall. The highest profile one, the one we've covered the most, would be a ballot question that would have set a citywide $15 an hour minimum wage, and the other would have mandated that police officers carry professional liability insurance. Now, supporters of the higher minimum wage had won a lower court order that would have put the questions to voters in November, yet the city council, The very liberal, sympathetic to $15 an hour minimum wage city council, appealed that ruling, took it to the Supreme Court, and were victorious in that argument that this was not an appropriate question based on the city charter to be put to the voters. Joining us now from Loman Abdo, lawyer extraordinaire and friend of the show, Jeffrey O'Brien. Good morning, Jeff. There you are. Jeff, you with us? Okay, maybe not.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Hi.
There you are.
Just wanted to make sure we had you.
Yeah.
I don't think Jeff can hear us, Sam. So check the feed settings on the phone and make sure that Jeff can hear us okay.
I can't hear the guys, though.
Okay. Hang on, Jeff.
Look, put him on hold. You figure that out.
No, he can hear you now.
I'm here.
Okay. There you are. All right, Jeffrey O'Brien.
He just disappeared on me for a second.
Well, you know. Sorry, Jeff. I've
got
go
a very professional producer.
Much like this minimum wage issue for a brief period of time.
That's right.
Jeff, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You've looked into the Supreme Court ruling. The argument that the city was making was that the city charter does not allow these types of questions to be put to the voters. What specifically about the minimum wage question violated the city charter, according to the Supreme Court?
There isn't a lot of reasoning behind these orders. What happened procedurally is, you know, as you mentioned, when the city council refused to put the ballot questions, these amendments on the ballot, the supporters of these amendments filed an action in district court. The district court, with each of these measures, found for the plaintiffs, the people that were pushing for these ballot questions, and then the city immediately appealed to the Supreme Court. So these are like akin to an emergency order. So what they released yesterday, it says order opinion to follow. So, and Chief Justice Gilday is the author of both of these orders, and so there isn't a ton of substance to them, but she does give some inkling and it's different reasons for each one of these. With respect to the $15 minimum wage, what the court held is that under state law, yes, voters can directly amend a city charter, but with respect to Minneapolis, they have some verbiage in their charter that says that the city council has the authority has the general legislative and policy making authority for the city. So that was the reasoning that she gave for why they struck down the minimum wage amendment, in that this is legislative, this is akin to legislative and policy making, and that is the purview of the city council, and it's not appropriate for a charter amendment to go direct to the voters.
Now, it seems like that's a pretty basic understanding of the city charter, and if that's the case, can you explain the thought process behind the lower court's ruling that allowed it?
I can't. This is a case of, you know, we criticized the Minneapolis City Council, but this was a case of them getting it right when, you know, they referred these questions out to the city attorney, who came back and said that they were not appropriate to be ballot questions, and that's why the city council did not refer these on to the county auditor for inclusion on the ballot, the general election ballot, hence prompting the lawsuit. Sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with these emergency type petitions and orders, you know, it's a matter of which judge you get, and do they want to read everything through, and, you know, is the harm, is they try to balance the harms, and is the harm greater to the party petitioning, you know, in terms of not having these questions on the ballot versus the city. And so there's a different analysis and a different calculus when it comes to granting some of these, and that may be what the judge at the lower court thought, was that, you know, it was more prejudicial to have these questions left off than to fine for the city. But that's why we have this process where you appeal to higher courts, and eventually the highest court in the state said no, they're not proper.
Well, you know, Andrew, obviously you know more about this, the city council than I do. Is this, do you think this is simply a matter of, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, and they wanted to make sure that this was being handled appropriately? I mean, it keeps going back to the question of, this is a city council that endorses and would like to see the minimum wage go up, at least from everything that's what they've said.
Yeah.
So is this a matter of, do you think this is a matter of, hey, they wanted to get this right, and that happens on occasion, and perhaps tee up the opportunity for the city council itself to bring this forward if they see there's enough support for it?
Yeah, John, I think part of it is almost maybe a precedential nature grounds why they would oppose this, in that, given that they do, that the city council does have the legislative and lawmaking authority for the city, that, you know, today it may be something that it's a measure they may agree on, tomorrow it may be, you know, something else that they don't agree on. So they want to make sure that they're held out as the authority when it comes to legislative, you know, activity and policy making for the city of Minneapolis. So
it's
I wouldn't be surprised if they take up a $15 minimum wage at the city council level and pass it. But what this was simply them, you know, kind of, you know, fluffing their feathers a little bit and saying, we're in charge.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, that they didn't want to, if you let this go through, if you let this go to via referendum, go to the voters,
kicking open a door.
Yeah, I mean, it's chaos when you start legislating or putting on a ballot every little whim and every little thing they want. It's harder to undo laws than it is to enact them.
Right.
It's harder to undo laws that are, especially laws that are initiated via referendum. That's why I'm always cautious about using ballot initiatives to get things done, to do these things, because the whims of the electorate can change on a day-to-day basis, and they can be very easily influenced with, you know, effective advertising campaigns and effective marketing campaigns, and tapping into emotional arguments and not necessarily sound, principled ones. That's why we elect representatives who are
exactly
supposed to be a little more level-headed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you look at, you know, the state of California has, the initiative and referendum, and how many of those different initiatives have we seen play out in court? So this opens the door for litigation a lot of, attorney fees, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, for the average person, they don't like, you know, having to see the attorneys get paid a whole lot. But, there's a reason, like you said, Andrew, there's a reason we elect people. We elect our people to make laws. It opens a can of worms when you start allowing these types of ballot initiatives. And that's, I think this was largely what that case was about. Now, the other decision on the police liability insurance, they didn't find on the same grounds. Now, again, the opinion hasn't been issued, so I don't know exactly what law they're citing to, but, and this has come up at the city council level too. Supposedly, the liability insurance measure, if enacted, would conflict with state law, and that's why that measure was held to be not proper as an amendment to the charter.
Were you surprised by the Supreme Court ruling, and specifically regarding the minimum wage decision?
I'm not. No.
Okay.
No. I mean To me, throughout this, you know, given the language of the city charter, this was absolutely proper to put this in the hands of the city council, not the voters.
Does it set any kind of precedent moving forward? Do you think this is a decision that'll be looked at and applied to other, you know, ballot initiatives that may come forward, or is this particular one kind of unique to the minimum wage issue?
I think, John, the minimum wage, I think the liability insurance one is kind of a standalone because it deals with the provision of state law. I think the minimum wage opinion, and again, we have to see how much it's they actually say when they issue the opinion, but
right.
In terms of narrowing the scope of what types of measures can be placed on the ballot for direct vote by the voters, in terms of does it fall into the city council's legislative and policy-making authority, I do think that will have some precedential value, yes.
You're listening to Justice and Drew. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for everybody who's swinging by the booth, stopping by the booth, checking out our T-shirts. And Jeffrey O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire in front of the show from Loeb and Abdo, is joining us talking about the Supreme Court decision to remove the ballot question of raising the minimum wage within the city of Minneapolis. Jeffrey, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks,
man.
Thanks,
guys.
Some
time and joining us. We'll have you on again soon. Take care.
Sounds good.
All right, coming up.